welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. I do feel like we start with a weather report, always, on these podcasts.
Kind of seems like we should, I suppose.
And I think some of it is because I'm looking out the window as we record.
I mean, we have a nice studio that has a nice view, and we're weather-driven.
Okay, I'm going to give just a full disclosure.
This is like take five.
It is, and I just got tickled because I really confused you when I was talking about people talking about the weather that I'd heard earlier today, and I jumped back and forth between whether they were from Canada or London.
Those are pretty close together.
Very
similar.
They have the same queen.
Okay, that's true. That is true.
Maybe that's how I confused it.
So maybe they have something in common.
Maybe they do. But they were talking about the weather and that Londoners, apparently, it's a thing. And it was raining there today. And
it always rains there, right?
I think so. And so she was commenting
regularly.
On that. And that's kind of a opening line. And I thought, farmers do that too.
Yeah.
Farmers talk about the weather a lot.
You know, I am tied to my weather apps, and I have 4 or 5 on my phone. And every morning, you will come down and say, what's the weather going to be like today?
Because you know. And
I usually do. That's the sad part.
It's not sad, though, because that has really helped us organize some of our work throughout the week. And now I'm thinking about getting out to see the bees and doing some work in the hives, and that's
so
weather dependent.
So what kind of work are you going to do?
I was going to say.
I don't think they need your help.
They don't need my help?
No.
Oh.
They might kick you out.
I bet they would. I need to put the tallest and oldest hive on a new stand because it's tilted pretty bad.
Yeah, it's really starting. It looks like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Good one.
I know.
Good one. It is a leaning tower, and I need to straighten that up so that it doesn't topple.
Because it's getting full.
It is. I have 2 supers on that hive, and it's on about a 12-inch high stand. So that top one is as tall as me.
Yeah, and it will be heavy when it's full.
It absolutely will.
So we need to fix that.
Yes. And I don't want it to fall over.
No.
So I'm going to do some work on that. I also have a space in there that has some extra comb that I need to remove. And I have a plan for doing that as well. So I'll be doing that tomorrow morning. I cleaned up a box that I'm going to transfer some of them into. And I can't do that if it's raining.
No. No, the bees do not want to be wet.
At all. And I also, just me personally, can't do that when it's just brutal hot. Because I have a jacket on and long pants, and I get really hot in that getup.
Yeah, the bee clothes are hot to begin with because they're made of canvas.
Right.
And
all the better not to sting
right.
me.
So you don't get stung. So that's a good thing. But they are very hot.
So I want to do that fairly early in the morning. Maybe once they're up and about, but really before it gets terribly hot in the middle of the day.
Yeah. So we are weather driven.
We are.
I decide whether I need to water in the morning. I'm usually awake between 4:30 and 5 every day. Just naturally wake up. I know that's weird.
It's not for a farmer, though.
It just, that works for me.
It's the sun. You have your windows right there facing the morning sun, and I think it wakes you up.
It's either that or the cats. I don't know.
Oh, it might be cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing that.
But I know last week you talked about adding a little bit of organic fertilizer, and you are timing that.
Yeah, because you have to do that with water. And I don't add fertilizer. I may do it one more time this season. But yeah, you have to do that with water because I have fried plants.
And fried plant is not good unless it's a potato.
Yeah, that is not good. And sometimes they come out of it later in the spring or later in the summer. Sometimes they don't. So I have to be more careful and apply fertilizer the way it is intended to be applied.
Absolutely. So we've been watching those crops come on. We went and picked strawberries this past week.
A lot of them.
32 quarts worth of strawberries. And we've been eating strawberry shortcake. You know, it was fun.
And we did that in, about an hour or less?
Yes, between the two of us, we just ripped right down our assigned
rows.
Yeah,
we had like two rows and we did it. We picked them pretty clean.
We did. And then as soon as we got home, I started processing. And after, 3 days, had an enormous amount of strawberry jam.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We do have, and it's delicious.
Oh my, this is good.
Yeah, it's extra good because the strawberries, I think, were peak. They were just really dark red. And now they wouldn't last very long, but you got right to it.
I did. And I liked doing that. I really did. I was getting tired after 3 days.
Yeah, that's a long process.
So next, we will have ripe blackberries. Well, the black raspberries come first.
Yeah, the black raspberries, right. And they have berries on now. And usually about this time of the year, they'll start to ripen. But in general, everything this year here at the farm is at least a couple weeks behind normal. I have some of the shrubs that normally would have bloomed by now have not bloomed. And they're starting to, but this has just been a very strange gardening year. I say that every year.
But there's something different every year.
There is something different every year.
Gardening's not for sissies.
It is not. And you just have to adjust. And we kind of went from winter. I think we had snow up until the last week or so of April, into not much spring, and it was really wet what spring we did have, so we couldn't get in the garden. And now it's summer. I mean, we're having 90s.
Yes.
And so all of those beautiful cool weather crops that we normally take to market at the beginning of the season are not doing great right now because they're too hot. So the radishes, I just pulled a whole two rows of radishes this morning that didn't have a chance. They're developing tops now, but the bottom, you know, if there is a bottom on it, which isn't much, it's going to be woody and not good. So I just pulled them.
And then you'll be able to do more of those in the fall.
Yeah, those will usually, our fall crop is better.
They're always sweeter for some
reason. Yeah, they're
sweeter,
and I think the weather behaves itself a little better than it does early in the season, so it's a little more predictable. But I do have some lettuce, and I pulled almost all of our spinach last week, too, because it was starting to bolt. But I do have several crops right now under a cooling cloth. So that should keep their temperature reduced enough that I'm hoping that I can at least harvest for the next market on Saturday and get those things out of there. And then we'll plant carrots and beans and other things that we can keep sowing now.
And that lettuce, let me tell you, we've been eating salad and it is tender and sweet and delicious.
Yeah, it's there's nothing quite like it. Last night, I waited until the sun went down just a little bit before we ate dinner and went out and picked a salad. And that was after market. And I think we sold Oh gosh, at least 25 bags of lettuce at the market.
Very popular item right now.
It was really popular, but again, it was hot at the market, so it was hard to keep it from wilting. So, you know.
But you did a great job. I know that you had a cooler over there that you were keeping bags of lettuce and
so I just put a few out at a time.
Right. And a little ways into the market, I pulled out some Swiss chard for a customer, and it was fresh looking. It was nice. So the setup you had worked quite well.
Yeah, chard and spinach especially, they will wilt instantly. I had some arugula out there that, I mean, as soon as it, we're on asphalt.
Right.
So it's hot anyway, and the air temperature was, I don't know, it was 85 maybe by the end of market. And so that those cool weather crops just don't like that much. And they're perfectly fine to eat, but to present at the market, they don't look very good.
But you had a bag of spinach last week that you had picked, and it took me a couple of days to get to it. It had wilted.
Right.
And I put that in some cold water. I have a salad spinner. I just filled that with cold water. Let the spinach sit in that on the counter for probably a couple of hours and then drained it, and it was perfect and fresh and delicious. And I put it in a salad, so it was wonderful.
Yeah,
it's
you
easily
can still
refreshed.
Eat it. It just does not look very good. And most people that come to market realize that the heat is going to cause that to, because it hasn't ever touched water.
It's a very tender product.
And, you know, I pick it on Friday morning. And I pick small batches at a time, take them to the refrigerator. So they go in right away. And we take them to market. Like when I took them out of the refrigerator on Saturday morning to pack for market, they looked great.
Yeah.
But by the time they were outside for a little bit, they didn't last very long though.
No.
So I was just putting a few out at a time, and that really helped.
It did.
But yeah, I don't want them to look bad. It's just, it's a thing for me.
Well, of
I mean,
course.
Who wants to buy wilted looking stuff?
You want
to
wilt that when you get home for a salad.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
That, you don't want to do it at the market.
Right. So this was our first Saturday at the 18th Street Market, and it was really nice to see all of our customers and friends coming out, supporting the market, and that was a real good day for us.
Yeah, it was. It's always one of those things that before market, it's kind of like, oh, we have to load everything, and but when I went out to the garden on Friday morning and started to harvest, it was like, yes.
Yeah.
I like to grow food for other people.
And I like to cook the food that you grow.
And so once we got to market, I mean, we sold out of scones by what, 9:30?
Right.
Maybe in the morning?
Yes.
Market starts at 8. People were lined up waiting for the market to open. It was kind of weird because everyone had a mask on.
Yes.
It is a walk-through market, but masks are required. So a lot of people had masks on and sunglasses.
Kind of hard to recognize a few folks, but
I figured
it out.
I think they knew us. We were kind of hard to miss.
So if we don't recognize you immediately,
we're sorry.
Be your mask and sunglasses.
Yeah. So I was trying to just, some people was like, I know who that is, but I can't quite tell for sure.
Right.
But so if we seemed not as friendly as we should have, I apologize for that, because it is hard to recognize people in masks and sunglasses.
But we also, at the same time, really appreciate the effort that everyone made to come out and to wear the mask and respect everyone else's health.
Right.
That is much appreciated. And we were wearing our masks and washing our hands and sanitizing as much as possible also.
Yeah, I was playing in the water most of the time.
Not surprising.
Which was kind of fun. So I think we'll always have a wash station at market, whether we're required to do it or not now, just because, you know.
That water felt pretty good.
Yeah, I even threw some at our vendor neighbors once in a while just to cool them off. No, I didn't.
It wouldn't surprise
me. Not that I wouldn't, but
right.
They had baked goods, so I thought I better not.
probably a good idea. We were also open at the farm on Friday, right before market, from 10 to 2. And it was a limited setup, but we did have some customers pre-order and come out. And that
new people still.
Yes, yes.
We are amazed by that.
We are absolutely amazed when almost every time we're open, someone new comes out and checks out the farm and what we have to offer. So that is very much appreciated as well.
And while I was harvesting, you managed all of that.
And that's what we're
working.
Had
an alarm out so that if you weren't right there, you knew when people came up.
Yes, and that's what we're working toward, is the ability to be open and serve customers, but yet continue to do the work of the farm, because there's lot to manage.
Right, yeah. We have to harvest on Friday because we're up early baking scones on Saturday morning, but we're also working toward opening the Merc.
Yes.
When we can do that, and we added some air conditioning.
We did this week.
And that's a big step.
It is a huge step. We have several additional plans to make that a comfortable shopping experience. And we are hopefully going to be open inside within the next month or so, as we check out the CDC guidelines and public health guidelines, so that we can offer a pleasant shopping experience, but a safe one as well.
Right. And that's what's important. And we want to be accessible to all people. And we don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable.
Right.
So we're doing our best to create a nice shopping experience out here. And I look forward to scheduling a band maybe again in the fall.
That will be awesome.
We'll try to do some more fun things and the porta potty. If we can get that back, that'll totally make me happy.
If we have a big event, we will have a porta potty.
Good, because you know how fun that is.
I have no words.
Okay, so on that note, should we end on a potty note? Okay, let's do.
Instead of a positive note.
Yeah, this is your potty note.
Okay, ending on a potty note.
Yes. So until next time.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.